research. It was clear there is little knowledge of PSP. The first time Jane heard the words PSP was when a colleague came into work with a wiki page of PSP symptoms. By that stage, Jane had already seen a number of specialists over 3 years of unexplained symptoms, as Jane's husband Sean explains. Sean said, "It started in 2019 with balance issues and falls. She was first referred to cardiology. Following cardiology, she saw a doctor who thought she might have inner ear problems. Next, we went to the Nuffield, where we saw a couple of neurologists. The first neurologist dismissed Jane's symptoms as all in her head. We then went to see a different neurologist who was recommended to us. He suggested it was idiopathic drop attack, but that didn't explain her other symptoms." By this time, Jane's progression of PSP had worsened, and she'd started to have the backward falls. It was 2022, and that's when a colleague came to work one day with a wiki printout. As we read out the symptoms, we were ticking them off one by one. We saw another neurologist and asked if it could be PSP. He referred Jane to a movement disorder specialist. The movement disorder specialist did some tests and diagnosed PSP at the end of the appointment. By this point, it was March 2023, 4 years after we first noticed symptoms. Once the diagnosis was made, all the support kicked in. Suddenly, we were no longer on our own. We had a multidisciplinary team, a blue badge, and numerous hospital appointments. The neurologist who made the diagnosis referred us to PSPA and asked if we'd be interested in taking part in the prospect study. After 4 years of misdiagnosis, it was clear there was a lack of knowledge about PSP. We were keen to help out in any way we could. We agreed, and 3 months later, we headed to Queen's Square in London. We spent a day at the hospital, where we were looked after really well. They did tests on both of us to establish a baseline. They told us that Jane had PSP with a Parkinson variant. Jane had a lumbar puncture, and we both gave blood and did cognitive tests. They also took videos and recordings of Jane's movement and vision. A year later, we went back to London for our second visit. They repeated the tests with Jane. It was a shorter appointment because they didn't need to go into medical history and I didn't need to do any tests. I shared with them copies of medical correspondence to give them a picture of Jane's progression and care since the last appointment. The test I was most concerned about for Jane was the lumbar puncture. I was worried about what it would be like, and if she'd be able to manage the journey home on the train. The researchers assured us it would be fine, but also reminded us that there was no pressure to do it. I asked how important it was, and they said it was like liquid gold, that it was the closest you can get to the brain. Straight away, Jane said she wanted to do it. We'd been through such a lengthy diagnosis, and she said that if it would help identify biomarkers that may save people in the future from what we went through, it would be worth it. So much has been taken from Jane. Getting involved in research is one thing she can do to feel helpful to others. Jane said, "I was keen to get involved in research because I want to help people in my position. If we can help researchers better understand PSP, then it will help them find a cure for it." Prospect study outcomes. 1,594 people participated in the study. 209 donated spinal fluid. 1,352 donated a blood sample. 61 donated a skin sample. And 231 had an MRI scan.